I've had an interest in photographing areas of kind of military focus in Australia for some time now.
That can't be the easiest thing to do.
No, and I think that's partly the point. These areas are kind of highly secretive and often off limits, and they're places that the public don't often go to or can't go to. So as a visual artist, that's great subject matter for me because I'm wanting to essentially have broaden that conversation with the wider audience.
So how do you get in or get near?
Well, there's various ways you can do it. I did a lot of research and picked a particularly good time of year to go in. It is an active weapons testing range, so picking my timing was good. I didn't actually get all of the permits and permission. I essentially snuck in and wanted to be able to access areas that I thought would be of the public interest to show what's going on there in some way.
What's there?
Well, it's an interesting scenario. You've got these stunning landscapes, these rolling red sand dunes, and emu mobs running around. So you've got this kind of gorgeous Australian landscape, but then at the same time you've got these kind of military impositions all over the land. So old satellite dishes, roads saying, road signs saying, trucks carrying missiles right of way. So it's a pretty scary place. There's a lot of old shrapnel and military infrastructure that I don't know a huge amount about, but capturing it gives people a sense of the fact that it exists. Like the Woomera Prohibited Area is double the size of Tasmania, and the fact that a lot of Australians haven't even heard of it, I think really illuminates how we think about place and value place.
How many images are part of this?
So this is mainly a photographic exhibition. Yeah. There's a range of photographs and light boxes. I should also say that it's not. It includes a sound recording from two Kukatha elders from that area, Auntie Sue Coleman Hasseldine and Gordon Franklin. And their stories really put a human element into this story. And, they've experienced Woomera in not positive ways. It's had huge effects on their community and their culture. Auntie Sue, for example, was born just before they did the Emu and Maralinga nuclear tests, that's had a huge impact on her life. So I'm really wanting to put that longer story, that longer history in there, because I think it's a really important part of that story. Yeah,
fascinating. Double the size of Tasmania,
indeed.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's Moona Arts Centre opens tonight, and how long is it in there for?
It's on until the 1st of June, and this evening I'm lucky enough to have Professor Henry Reynolds opening guest speaking. So I'm sure he'll say some pretty incredible things and have some insight into that place.